Plastic pollution is a big problem, and there are a growing number of campaigns to ban plastic waste. That's putting a lot of pressure on companies, not just over straws, but all kinds of plastic that's used in packaging. So there's now a budding market for alternatives. Cassandra Profita of Oregon Public Broadcasting and NPR's Energy and Environment team takes us to a lab that's creating some of them.
Packaging designer Ryan Gaither believes in the power of cardboard. He's laid down a massive sheet of it, as big as a king-size bed, at the Swedish-owned Billerud-Korsnäs Design Lab in Portland. He flips the switch on a machine that zips around the cardboard like a robotic X-Acto knife.
Basically anything that we create, any design that we're looking to test out or validate, we cut out with this machine.
When it's done, he folds the resulting cutout into a three-dimensional shape. It's a replacement for the plastic foam end caps companies use to ship laptop computers. Gaither says inventions like this are helping the company build a growing customer list.
I think now people are more concerned about the impact that plastic's having on the environment. Paper packaging is a much more renewable resource that biodegrades.
Their customers are now using cardboard in place of clear plastic packaging for camping gear. They're using paper bags instead of plastic ones for food, like pasta. The company's even developing a paper soda bottle.
The paper bottle initiative, that's very interesting. It's the flight to the moon kind of thing.
Tor Lundqvist is the head of the Americas division of Billerud-Korsnäs, which is primarily a paper company that prides itself on sustainably managed forests. It also has a secret process for making super strong paper.
So we can use these products in solutions where that it can actually push out plastic for plastic bags, for instance, or plastic trays.
And Lundqvist says anytime you replace plastic with paper, it does more than reduce plastic pollution. It also helps climate change, because plastic is made from fossil fuels.
I think, you know, the devil's in the details.
Conrad McCarron works for As You Sow, a nonprofit that's teaming up with investors to push big manufacturers to change their plastic packaging. He's heard about the Billerud-Korsnäs paper bottle project, and he says he doubts a leak-proof bottle can be made purely out of paper. A lot of paper products aren't as sustainable as they look.
Paper cups, in general, we think of them as recyclable, but because of the thin plastic lining, a lot of paper mills cannot process them, so they reject the cups and they go to landfills.
But McCarron says a lot of big companies are finally taking this problem seriously. Scientists say the world is dumping 8 million tons of plastic into the oceans every year, and it never goes away. It's choking fish and filling the bellies of seabirds and turtles. It's even showing up in our drinking water.
And I think the sense that it's become pervasive is what can change the tide and come up with perhaps radical new solutions that were not thinkable 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Meanwhile, Swedish paper company Billerud-Korsnäs is seeing 25% revenue growth year after year. Back at the company's lab in Portland, designers slide the laptop with the paper end caps into a box and test it to see if the paper can match the protective power of plastic. A mechanical arm drops it 3 feet. Another machine shakes it around to mimic the bumps on a delivery truck. No dents and nothing broken. That could mean more customers who will one day ship their laptops in plastic-free packaging. For NPR News, I'm Cassandra Profita in Portland.